Hello and welcome back to Life is Beautiful podcast. I'm your host Tenzin. In today's episode, I'm going to share my opinion with you on living happily. Think of life that is yet to come. You might feel it is long, and you have plenty of time. But it is different when you think of years that have already passed. You will probably feel like, oh my God, it has gone like lightning, so fast and so quick. Like a bubble of water lasting only for a while, our life is not as long as we think. In addition to that, there are so many causes that could disturb us living longer, and there are less factors that help us live longer. However, more prolonged or short life, whatever we may have, the quantity of life should not be considered essential to living a meaningful life, but a quality of life should be. A short life filled with joy and happiness is much better than a long life lived with sorrow. Now you might think, how could one live full of joy and happiness since everything is not in our hands? On this point, you are half right. If we search for happiness in the external world, we get it only when external causes exist. In such cases, our happiness is dependent on the physical world, and this happiness is called physical happiness. In one of my previous episodes, I discussed physical happiness. If you haven't listened to that one, I would suggest you do so. Our life itself is a cycle in which there is no end to our desire. To fulfill this longing, we have to go through many levels of stressful situation, which eventually reduce our span of life. I think having some contentment will help us reduce stress and strengthen our life. Another disturbance to our peace of mind is our discursive thoughts, which raise various negative thoughts and emotions depending on the situation. The false assumption is one of those. Due to the false assumption, we unnecessarily make baseless doubts about our friends, colleagues, and so on. On many occasions, the false assumption can lead to destroying our relationships with family, friends, and colleagues. To avoid such, it is essential to minimize our discursive thoughts. For that, it is essential to be aware of our own thinking from time to time and be open-minded. So, in short, our life is not as long as we think, but we could live happily by maintaining our way of thinking. With this, I'm concluding today's episode. I will see you again next week with another episode. Till then, stay safe and take care. Most importantly, stay happy and maintain your peace of mind. Bye bye.